Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now in it comes to Dyson, a 3-pointer. No good, and that's the game. Well, a very, very poorly officiated game. I have to say it. I'm sorry, you can't sugarcoat it. A terribly officiated game, and the Hawks got absolutely hosed. So your final score here in Atlanta, the Rockets 100, and the shorthanded Hawks, who battled all night long, 96.
It's frustrating. There's definitely other factors that go into it. But, I mean, whenever you're fighting the way we're fighting and we're still giving ourselves a chance with everybody out there, I mean, it's a good sign. And but you obviously want to win.
Yeah, that's Trey after the game. 6 in a row sucks. Definitely heard it in Steve's voice at the end. They were letting them, I mean, there was definitely some stuff in the fourth quarter that was like, all right.
Come on,
the fact that was a double technical is ridiculous.
He got my neck massage.
Yeah, man. Trey didn't do anything. Dylan Brooks touched him weird. But here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say about Dylan Brooks.
That's what he does.
He's an agitator. That's what he does. The score at that point was 98-95. The Hawks scored one free throw the rest of the game.
Yep.
Like, Dylan Brooks acted up because they weren't playing good. Like, they were letting that lead slip away. They were doing nothing on offense. All of the Rockets players had decided the game was over. Maybe they were out of gas. I don't know, because they played the night before and had a hard-fought win over the Celtics. I don't know what it was. But Dylan Brooks was like, all right, you know what would probably be a good idea is start doing crazy stuff, and maybe I can get in these guys' heads. And he did.
Yep.
He did. He grabbed Trey on the back of his neck, weird. Trey didn't do anything about it. Nobody else did anything about it. And then they went 45 seconds the remainder of the game and scored 0 points.
Zero. So,
I mean, be mad at him if you want, but that's his job. And he did it, and they got the win. So ultimately, that's what the point is.
Yeah.
So I guess good work by him.
I mean,
they let him play. I mean, there was a lot of contact. Trey got knocked down a couple times in the fourth quarter, bringing the ball up the court. There was some moving screens. But, like, at a certain point, like, all right, this is what the refs are doing tonight. Like, the refs are calling the game like this.
Yeah.
What are we going
to
do?
Adjust to it.
Are we going to keep flopping and yelling mid-play and being mad at them? Or are we going to toughen up and try to play through it? And again, give the Hawks credit. They played really well in the fourth quarter. They cut into a huge deficit and almost won the game. Had a look with DeAndre Hunter from three that would have given them the lead. Maybe they go on to win it. But, you know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and talk about refs and all that kind of stuff. Certainly you're undermanned.
Right.
Yep. Like you're missing guys, and really the story
and
of the day
that,
is...
And all that, you had a clean look.
Yeah,
ball rolled around and went out.
Yeah, a clean look to take the lead with under 30 seconds left in the game. The story of the day, though, unfortunately, is not any of that. It's that you're going to be undermanned for the rest of the season. Jalen Johnson's out for the rest of the year. Torn labrum, going to have surgery. He's done. So that really sucks.
It does.
Because him and Trey have formed a really nice 1-2 punch. I think probably still at this point he's number two, but he's ascending, man. Yep. Like, everything that he does on both sides of the floor makes this basketball team better. So losing that for the remainder of the season is going to be a huge deal. I honestly don't know how you weather that storm and stay afloat. I don't know how you do that. Hopefully they can, you know, on Trey and Quinn Snyder and whatever they do at the deadline. But it's a huge deal. It's really going to be hard to make this season what it maybe could have been.
Yeah, man. I mean, when you lose a guy like that, anybody who loses their second best player a lot of times is going to struggle. You saw the Lakers, they had were playing great, lose 80 early in the game. They end up getting the hell beat out of them by the Sixers. He's going to be evaluated in 1 week, so he's going to miss games, and they're going to struggle in those games, you know?
Yep.
And so when you look at a guy like Jalen Johnson, and you always talk about, I mean, we talk about the points, but his defense, the way he defends and everything, has also been a big deal. And so without him, you know, we were tongue-in-cheek having fun with it, but the guys that are going to have to go over there, that are going to have to fill in these roles, are not as good as him. It's not even close.
Yeah, I'm not being tongue-in-cheek when I say that.
Yeah, it's like, like, they're not even close.
Not even, yeah,
they're
it's not.
Not even close. And so these guys, I mean, you got – Coach Quinn's going to have to coach his ass off. Trey's going to have to try to go to another level. Obviously, you're going to need Richie to come back and stay in the lineup, I'm assuming, and, you know, and build off of that. Kind of seems like Bogey and Clint are leaving.
Seems that way. Second straight game Bogey didn't play. At least last night he was listed as out with like a personal thing.
Yeah.
Two nights ago he just didn't play.
Yeah. And so then you got Clint late scratch or whatever you want to call it, scratch, back spasms. Yeah. And so
that happens.
It does. But so now, you know, you're going to go and you're going to try to go through this youth movement, try to get you some younger players on this roster that hopefully that contribute. Getting Jalen back, obviously, you got DeAndre Hunter's coming back. It looks like Big O is going to be. Is this his contract year, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know how they go about that, signing him or not. And then you got to, you know, try to add the pieces around it, man. But, yeah, it just sucks because I wouldn't pencil in the Hawks in for the NBA Finals. But I damn sure was having a good time watching this team hold play and compete every week, every game.
It felt like what was happening on the floor kind of lined up with what honestly, it was better than what I thought it was going to be.
Andy,
to
they
be
were
fair.
Just 200. They were just above 500, two games.
Yeah, they were. They were three games, actually.
Three games above 500.
And now they're three games under.
Last week.
Yeah.
It was all good a week ago.
Well, they beat the Celtics.
Yes.
But they beat the Celtics in overtime.
It was all.
It was like, dang, they're 7-3 against the top three teams in the East.
It was all good a week ago.
And they have not won since then, and Jalen Johnson's out for the remainder of the season.
Ugh.
There you go. No, it sucks. It's really, really, it's a huge bummer. It's, it puts a big wrench in the development plans, and so, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of is what it is. Hey, great news, though, for the other professional basketball team,
man.
In town.
Way to go, lady.
The Atlanta Dream signed Brittany Griner.
Did not see that coming.
No.
I did not see that coming.
I didn't know she was a free agent.
I did not either.
I never would have thought that she would leave Phoenix.
Yeah.
Been a 10-time All-Star there, and that's the biggest signing in their history from a free agent standpoint, so... The Dream are probably going to be good now.
They're going to be good. I mean, you put her and Ryan and those girls together, and obviously, you know, Brittany, you know, she's a defensive presence, rebounds, all those different things.
Yeah.
She's an intimidator.
She is.
And everything like that. And so, yeah, when I saw it yesterday, I was like, what? Because, you know, you saw some other trades with, Casey Plum?
Yeah, Casey Plum got traded
to
LA.
Sparks, and then, yep. I mean, it's
Jewel
a lot of,
Lloyd.
It's been a lot of movement this week as far as the WNBA. And so, yeah, getting a star player like Brittany Griner, like premier all-star, like you said, one of the best shot blockers ever in the history of the game. And, you know, hopefully that can give – because we know the fans are into it. The place stays sold out over there. And now you bring another all-star caliber player to go in there with Ryan Howard. I thought it was just a great move.
It's awesome.
Great move.
Hey, also good news for Georgia basketball. They won last night.
Got
a win.
One tapped away by Davis. He's on the leak out. And he misses. Good transition defense by LeFou, not giving up on the play. Kane all alone. Blue for three.
Thank God.
I didn't. Bo tells me there was a wrestler named Blue Kane as well. That was Blue Kane who plays for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Made a three in the game. They beat South Carolina last night.
I don't think it's the same person.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's the same guy. Yeah. But they needed it. They had been scuffling.
The only Kane I know wrestling is Undertaker's brother. That's
yeah,
that's
Kane.
But you said, was Blue Kane?
There was a Blue Kane. and he was told to cease and desist because he looked too much like real Kane.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Damn, I saw
he was the exact same guy, get up, mask.
He was just blue.
Blue Kane.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, damn, I stopped watching wrestling. Right, like I stopped watching wrestling when Kane's mask came off. I think that's what it was. I stopped watching it that long ago.
Now he's a senator.
He really?
Yes, he is, actually.
Wow.
Yes, he actually
That's
is.
A common path, I guess, from professional wrestler to politician in charge of real life stuff. Yeah, that's good.
They needed that one. Georgia, I mean, you talk about, you know, just you get ranked and then you lose three conference games in a row. Obviously, that was having a big win right there, and they're still in the mix as far as we talked about yesterday. They were saying that 13 teams from the SEC, I mean, obviously it's the top-notch basketball in the conference. Tennessee lost last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tennessee lost last night to Kentucky at home.
Yeah, and Kentucky, so, I mean, a couple nice wins in a row now.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you look at it from that standpoint, this is a competitive division, but the dogs.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Needed this one so bad.
Yeah.
They needed it so bad.
Look, I mean, it's all in front of them. They put themselves in a great position to make the NCAA tournament. Haven't done it in a long time. So, it's under their control to make it, and hopefully they get back on track after last night and win some more games. Georgia Tech lost to Notre Dame last night on the road 71-68. We're still kind of waiting for the official word on Miguel Almirón from Atlanta United.
It's happening, Andy.
It's probably.
It's happening.
It's probably going to.
It's happening.
You just got to wait till they do it.
Yeah,
you know, travel and
it's happening, Andy. Well, I mean, don't visas roll over?
I don't know much about them.
I mean, are they waiting to get him a visa?
Again, I don't know.
Oh,
again,
yeah,
I'm the wrong guy to ask about visas.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but yeah, it would be great to have Miggy back.
Yeah, I mean, that would be it would be very exciting.
I mean, he's still a relatively young player. The biggest thing in Newcastle plays, he was injured a lot.
Yeah, that, and also the league's just way better, so it's not going to dominate did here.
But it was so crazy watching him. He looked smaller over there. When his first year, when I watched him in Newcastle matches, he just looked smaller.
Yeah.
But he was still rolling.
Yeah, he's incredibly fast.
Yeah, but he just looks
smaller. I'm sure you get him back over here, he's probably still going to be able to dominate over here. So, also bring back a guy who's really popular with
and
the fans.
And bring Joseph back.
What's Joseph up to?
What was that last? Montreal last, I think?
I think that's right.
I think it was Montreal last. I don't think Joseph doing anything. Go bring Joseph back.
Probably still has a house here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, with this housing market,
yeah, man.
He probably couldn't sell it.
Oh, it looks like he plays for San Jose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you been to San Jose?
I have, yeah. It's not good.
It's not good?
No.
Yeah. I mean, you prefer to be here. But we still love you here, Joseph.
We do.
We still love you here. Now, I don't understand what's going on with the other DP players. It seems like it might be some, you know, other teams maybe in it, because Mike told us yesterday that he got hurt in his last match, so we don't know how that goes. But, yeah, bringing Miggy back will be big.
All right. Well, we're going to come back and talk about the NFL draft. Jalen Johnson got hurt. Man, we were so ready to spend the next couple of months getting pumped up for the Hawks. And we still will.
I got my jersey, though.
We still, you got your jersey.
I would like to thank the Hawks, the jersey that they wore last night.
Those jerseys look good.
I got it.
I really like those jerseys.
It was on my thing today. Very, very nice. Number 24, got my last name on it. Love it. Thank you, Atlanta Hawks.
It's very, very nice. And it looked good last night on the court, too. It's mock draft season, so we'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.